美语怎么说
How to say it in American English。
各位亲爱的客友们，本次飞往美国洛杉矶的航班就马上要起飞了。我是本次航班的乘务长 Julia。欢迎您再次乘坐 Julia 的航班漫游美国。我收到当中一位乘客叫做 Lily 的邮件，信中写道 Thank you, Julia. I really enjoy your class. And in the last lesson, there are many useful phrases. Could you please sum them up next class? 那么 Julia 首先在此说呢 Lily, thank you for your backing me up. And I'm sure I will do it at your request. It will be ungracious not to accept your invitation. 盛情难却，不过不多说了。Let's get down to business. 我们言归正传。And today, at the request of our passenger named Lily, let's have a good review. First of all, 如果我们要表示 criticize somebody all the time, or nag somebody all the time, 用地道美语这么说 To get on somebody's case,To get on somebody's case, or to be on somebody's case, to be on somebody's case. 中文意思就是指手画脚，唠唠叨叨。如果我们要说对什么什么指手画脚，对什么什么唠唠叨叨，用 get on somebody's case, 或者是 be on somebody's case, 来表述一定要和介词 about 连用及。Get, be, on somebody's case, about something, or doing something.
Lazy bone, 懒惰的人 Make a preparation for, 准备 Have got to, 必须 Rather than, instead of, 而不是Let was held down, 放松。Let somebody alone, 不要管。In green, 穿绿色衣服的。Feel obliged to do something, 感觉到有必要去做某事。One's character and morals, 品格。Before somebody very eyes, 在某人面前。当众的 straight forward 直截了当的 say no to 拒绝 say one thing to his face and another behind his back 当面一套背后一套 in the presence of 当着某人在场的时候 take a photo of once 给某人照相Talk against somebody, 攻击说某人的短处 Speculate, 诽谤说某人的坏话 A stab in the black, stab somebody in the black, 暗箭伤人诽谤 Nothing but, 只不过只有好，那么在由于上一节课呢内容比较多，由于时间原因呢，对几个重要的短语没有说，那么今天呢我就来说一下。第一个 rather than, rather than, 它如果是作为连词的话 conjunction, 它的意思是宁可也不愿，与其倒不如。我们来看两个例句。It's a text rather than a letter. 与其说它是一封信，不如说它是一封电传。Rather than risk breaking up his marriage, he told his wife everything. 与其害怕婚姻破裂，还不如把一切都告诉妻子。好，那么在这句话中呢 ，rather than 位于句首，那么 rather than 这个连词。当它位于句首的时候，句子要进行倒装，即把它后面的名词放在 than 的后面，然后再跟前面的句子。这个句子如果是正常语序的话是 He told his wife everything rather than risk
breaking up his marriage. Breaking up his marriage. 这是一个动名词短语，在这里呢，它充当的是同位语成分。Risk 是危险，那么这个危险是什么呢？这个危险是婚姻破裂。那么 rather than 它还可以作为介词，作为介词的意思呢，就是我们在上一节课说的意思，而不是可以用 instead of 来替代。我们再来看一个句子， These are political matters rather than social matters. 这是个政治问题而不是社会问题。第二个是 nothing but， 它的意思是只不过、只有。我们来看下面的句子， There was nothing but silence in the room. 这间屋子深息全无，一片寂静。 He's nothing but a cheater, pretending that he knows nothing about it. 他是一个虚伪的人，假装对那件事一无所知。好，这里呢，对某事一无所知， know nothing about something. 那它的反义词就是Know something inside and out. 第三个 ,let was hair down. This is a slang. 这一个呢，它是一个俚语，它呢源自于西方的文化。那么在西方，我们通常在看电影的时候，特别是最近我在做影视节目，像《简爱》里面，他们的那个 Mrs. Reed, 还有 Jane Eyre,他们的头发都是盘起来的，那么当他们回到家的时候呢，就会把头发给放下来，这样呢就会感觉到轻松一点。像我们芭蕾舞演员也是，要跳舞的时候、练功的时候，都是把头发给盘上去的。那么练功结束了、演出结束了，头发就放下来，我们就会感觉到轻松一点。所以 let was hair down 就引申为 relax 放松的意思。Let's look at an example sentence. Let your hair down and enjoy the party. 放松一下吧，来参加晚会。好，亲爱的客友们，本次航班已经抵达目的地洛杉矶。如果您对乘务长 Julia 的服务满意的话，欢迎您再次乘坐话说地道美语的航班，跟着 Julia 一起来漫游美国。在您下机之前， Julia 仍然赠送您礼物，就是请您将下面的中文翻译成英文。Thank you, passengers. See you next time.